Abortion lobby and political allies react to Alabama abortion ban, misogynists, war on women, cruel. By Dr. Susan Berry on May 15, 2019. Abortion industry giants and their political allies condemned a ban on most abortions passed by the Alabama State Senate Tuesday and headed to Governor Kay Ivey's desk. This is the most extreme and dangerous policy since Roe v. Wade. Banning abortion at any point in pregnancy. Going so far as to threaten doctors with life in prison, tweeted Dr. Lena Wen, president of Planned Parenthood. NARAL condemned the pro-life lawmakers in Alabama as misogynists, and the legislation itself is an incredibly dangerous attack on reproductive freedom. Eliza Hoge, president of NARAL, is using the passage of the Alabama bill to fundraise. Abortion is not a crime, it's a constitutional right, tweeted the ACLU. Alabama's Senate passed HB 314, known as the Human Life Protection Act, 25-6 Tuesday to protect the lives of unborn children and ban all abortions in the state except when it is necessary in order to prevent a serious health risk to the woman. The bill has no exemptions for cases of rape and incest, and is due to take effect 6 months after the Republican governor signs it into law. Liberty Counsel, a nonprofit litigation firm, noted the bill reclassifies abortion as a Class A felony, punishable by up to 99 years in prison for abortionists. Women who undergo an abortion, however, will not be criminally liable. The bill is intended to challenge the Supreme Court's decision in Roe v. Wade, in which the High Court invented a right to abortion, though none existed in the Constitution. The heart of this bill is to confront a decision that was made by the courts in 1973 that said the baby in the womb is not a person, said Republican Alabama Representative Terry Collins, who sponsored the legislation. This bill addresses that one issue. Is that baby in the womb a person? I believe our law says it is. I believe our people say it is. And I believe technology shows it is. Democrat politicians, including many 2020 presidential hopefuls, condemned Alabama's legislation. However, Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, called the approval of the bill a landmark victory for the people of Alabama who, like most Americans, overwhelmingly reject the extreme status quo of abortion on demand imposed nationwide by Roe v. Wade. Dannenfelser added. Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel founder and chairman, observed that Roe v. Wade has already ended the lives of more than 62 million children. While we cannot undo the horrendous damage that decades of legal precedents under Roe have caused, this bill is a significant step toward making the womb a safe place in Alabama again, he said.